This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, look at this right now. Yeah. This is crazy.
What was the question?
You want to go to see the Eagles on your birthday?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You betcha.
Me and you?
Sure.
Meet you up here. All right, great. Okay. April 12th, I'll meet you at the Chase Center. I haven't been to a show there yet, have you?
No.
Yeah, I'm actually dying to. Levi's Stadium, I haven't been to either. But mostly that's because I'm scared of the parking situation. Like, there have been some good shows there. I'm like, no thanks. But Chase Center, I want to go.
My boy Nico was saying the place is incredible.
Yeah. Your boy, the little kid that you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nico.
Your friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
He is my friend.
I know.
I have to get weird about it.
Okay. I won't.
What's going on with you today? You all right?
I was just going to ask you the same thing. That's a very interesting question that you're asking. I'm not the one offering to show Sting my chaunch, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
I was just...
Are you on like DayQuil?
No.
Or is Tamiflu, taken over?
Yesterday. Huh. No, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got tickets for Vinny's birthday show from the Eagles. Thank you, the Eagles, for coming to... Do a birthday show for Vinny.
Right.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. You can get them right now, or you can get a pair right now from Mike. Mike is our intern. He's going to intern. He's not actually.
To the limit.
All right. Let's do the trash, shall we? We have a death. Did you like Inside the Actor's Studio? I so freaking love that show.
I didn't watch it. I'm very aware of it, though. So,
and well, it's certainly been parodied.
Right. I mean, Will Ferrell did it as good as anyone ever has. Yeah. So,
did you grab a clip of Will Ferrell? Do it. So, James Lipton was the host, and he was actually he was not even a celebrity until he was in his late 60s when he did Inside the Actor's Studio. Like, I don't. I mean, I assume he was some kind of a stage insider or something, but he really broke through in 1994 when it started. On Bravo, Inside the Actor's Studio. He did it for 24 years. He retired in 2018. It's continued on without him with various...
Oh, it has?
It has. So
oh,
it still happens. But he was like the... He was just the guy. He would ask people, you know, say your favorite swear word. Or your favorite curse, I think it was. And he would ask people, like, what do you think God's going to say to you at the pearly gates? Like, those are all questions that were sort of staples of his... We should ask Sting all those things.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. So he did do a little bit of acting on his own.
See the Will Ferrell?
Yeah. So Will Ferrell played him on SNL.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that's not the actual guy that died.
No, that's a guy
Will
playing
Ferrell.
Him, but you know, he did a great parody of him. Sure. And also that was not Drew Barrymore. That was Kate Hudson. He loved, by the way, he loved the, impersonation that Will Ferrell did.
It made him more famous than he was.
Oh, I concur. I actually feel like I'd barely heard of him before Will Ferrell started doing it. He actually said, I think he's got me cold, the rat. During a 2012 interview with CNN, he was asked the question that he always asked, you know, what would you ask God? Or what would God say to you when you get to the pearly gates? Were you able to find the Ali G show is the Borat guy. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Sacha Baron
Cohen. Mm-hmm. It was a show on HBO. I don't know if there's like one or two seasons, but so many great characters came out of it. But he used to sit down as Ali G and interview people, and they thought he was... They didn't know that it was a... Most of them didn't know it was a total farce.
Right.
And this is him interviewing James Lipton.
goodness. You're telling me he wasn't in on that?
You know, I believe that a lot of people sort of woke up and went, okay, this can't be real during it. But you should see the way some people would react. And he was, I loved Ali G's show. I wish he'd do more of that. I guess he's grown past that, Vinny.
Well, everybody knows him, too.
Yeah, that's true. Be hard to go back. Okay, how about some horrible news? Timothy Hutton.
But I thought we just had horrible news. That was a death story.
Well, it's not horrible in that he lived a nice long life.
Yeah.
Right,
oh,
okay. He was in his 90s. Oh, bladder cancer. Horrible news.
Oh.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like a fun thing to have, does it?
I don't even know how bad that must be.
Well, I know what a UTI is like, so I'm going to say it's really, really bad.
I had a neighbor.
Oh, goodness. This should be good.
It's not good. My neighbor, so it was an old guy that I lived next to.
At the last house? Or no,
couple back. It's a ways back.
In Burlingame.
I don't want to say.
Okay.
God, you ruin everything.
In Dublin!
It's not Dublin either. This guy, excuse me, he's an older guy. And we used to chat all by the trash cans, whatever, all the time, every day. And I was talking to him, and I was talking about, I don't know, sleep or something. And he goes, oh, I don't sleep. And I went, I don't know. What do you mean you don't sleep? We
need to sleep.
You have to sleep. And he said, no, I have a prostate problem. And every night I lay down, it feels like I got to pee. And I can never sleep. Ever. And I'm like, so you sleep in the day? And he's like, I don't sleep. I can never sleep. So on that urinary thing, hearing this dude's story, he's like, no, I don't sleep. And I'm looking at him and I'm going, yeah, you do have some bags, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you, aren't there things you can take to get that thing flowing?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I assume he's
spiky
been
travel vine or whatever. What's the name of that stuff that you take?
What's that herb called again?
Saw palmetto,
that's
will
it.
Help a normal prostate function regularly, but I think this
because you were having to pee all the time.
What?
Weren't you having? Is that
we all have to pee all the time?
At night, I can usually go all night.
You can?
Yeah.
You go all night without having to pee?
Oh, 99.99% of the
men
time.
Men have more of a problem with that, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm asking you.
It is yes, men.
I thought women had tiny tanks.
No. Nope.
Is that true?
I heard they can hold them longer.
You have?
They can hold their pee longer.
Oh.
That's what I heard. Oh, I should look it
We're
up.
Like urine heroes.
I'll do some research. I'll be back.
Is it true? Look, do a Google search. Is it true women have tiny tanks?
You know, you should look at my sleep IQ score. It shows when you get out of bed.
Oh.
Never.
Never?
There's never a time. You know when I get out of bed? When I get like a foot cramp in the middle of the night, it wakes me up.
That makes no sense.
What are you talking about? You've
a
never been woken
cramp?
Up by
you're
like a foot,
laying.
A leg cramp
no,
or a foot cramp?
You're laying
All
still.
All of a sudden my foot starts to curve over. I got to stand up. Work that thing out. Then I go right back to sleep.
That's true.
100% true. Huh. It doesn't happen every night, but I'd say once a week.
Once a week, you're woken up by
I'm
a
woken
foot
up
cramp.
Because my leg is like turning over backwards on itself. I'm like, ah!
And you think
Get
that's
up,
caused by your tiny tank?
No. Oh. I just, that's the thing that wakes me up, not my tiny tank. That's you with the tiny tank that wakes you up.
Of course that.
Keep it straight, Vinny.
Somehow bounce off of you and land back at my feet.
Well, I've been doing it for 25
right,
years.
Sure.
I mean, I just, you know. I know just
you're pro.
What to say. I
is
am.
What you're saying.
Well, you're pro at me too. We both we know
I
how to
don't
get
know
each
that
other.
I am. I don't feel like I ever get you. But go on.
Oh, you do.
Oh, do I?
I just don't lose my ass over it.
Okay. Where were we?
Timothy Hutton. Bad news.
Oh.
I've moved on. So rest
Timothy
in
Hutton
peace
died.
To James Lipton.
Okay.
Timothy Hutton did not die.
Oh.
Timothy Hutton has been accused of raping a woman when she was 14 years old.
Holy crap! Dude.
Yeah. So
what
this
the
is,
heck?
He said, let's see, a woman has accused him of raping her in a Vancouver hotel room in 1983 when she was 14 years old.
This is from
1983.
And why did it come up now?
Because she's trying to get money out of him.
So this is a shakedown.
Well, it sounds like it. Timothy Hutton is a, I think he's might have even, if he hasn't won an Oscar, he's at least been nominated. I mean, he's a.
For what?
He's had some big movies. Let me see if
does
I can find
he?
It. He does. Ordinary. He won an Oscar for Ordinary People in 1980.
I don't even know that
Taps
movie.
He was in.
I remember Taps was good. Is that Kevin Bacon and Tom Cruise too?
That sounds right.
Like Taps was a big movie of the day.
This lady's name is Sarah Johnston.
Sarah Johnston.
S-E-R-A. Sarah? Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah Johnston claims that she and two of her friends met Timothy Hutton and two of his friends when he was in town shooting the movie Iceman. I don't know that movie. This was in 1983, though, so. Could have been a spinoff to Top Gun, right? Wasn't there an Iceman in that?
No. Is it Iceman and the Falcon?
Let me see. The Falcon and the Snowman.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
He was in that.
Did I get it right?
No. This is a different movie called Iceman. That one is the Falcon
and
the Snowman.
So I don't get $5 at all.
I think I only have a dollar anyway.
Oh, all right.
The most you can win today off of me is a dollar.
I'll take it.
All right. Thanks. Well, if you win something.
Oh, I didn't just get it.
So they were talking, having a good time, and then the guy suggested they move things to Hutton's room. So they're, I don't know, met him at a hotel. I don't know why this 14-year-old's out at night, able to be picked up by Timothy Hutton, but okay.
You know what? There was a lot of that when I was a kid. I don't know
14-year-olds hanging out in hotel room bars?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know that kids used to split, and especially girls. And I don't know why, but I remember being out even to up to my curfew and then being like, you guys are staying out? Yeah, we walked through. We went in the house, said goodnight, mom and dad.
They don't even know we're
out the back
door.
Home. And I'm all, well, yeah, my dad will kick my head in if I'm not there. And I'm already leaving.
I got to go.
Bye.
I can't have this convo with you because you're cutting into, you're getting into my ass whooping time. So... apparently, these three guys, including Timothy Hutton, meet up with these three girls, including the person who's accusing
them
of this.
And they're 14-year-olds.
Well, I don't know how old her friends are, but she's 14.
Okay.
And things got creepy when they moved it to Hutton's room. This woman says she ended up in a bedroom with Timothy Hutton and one of the other guys, and she tried to tell them she didn't think it was a good idea. She wanted to leave, but they kept telling her stuff like, you'll be fine. It won't last long. They undressed her.
It won't last long.
I know. She was saying no the whole time. She finally filed a criminal complaint late last year, and Hutton said, I completely and unequivocally deny her allegations, and I never have met this person. Although, it looks like a couple years ago, he did meet her because she shook him. She was trying to shake him down for $1.5 million, and he offered $135,000 to make it go away.
And did she take it?
She did not. She had agreed to it, but she said she couldn't stomach the terms of the deal, which included Timothy Hutton not having to say that anything ever happened. He would be able to maintain that nothing happened at all, and she couldn't go on to speak about it. He's basically saying, I didn't know anything about this until 34 years after this thing allegedly took place, and then she wanted money. He had a show called Almost Family, but it was canceled yesterday after one season. So no idea if this rape claim had anything to do with that, but that's what that's what Timothy Hutton is dealing with.
I have an idea. Yes, that's why they canceled it.
Stands to reason.
Well,
Fox did not say that, but what else could it be? Unless maybe the show was going to get canceled anyway.
Well, maybe it wasn't a high performer, but seriously, they probably went, we're going to cut this off before
before we have three weeks of bad press, right?
Dang.
Maybe people won't mention us in the story.
So he did it?
I have no idea.
Is he still saying he didn't?
He says he didn't do it. He says that basically he, dealt with this person a couple years ago. She wanted $1.5 million, and he decided to cough up $135,000 to shut her up.
Is he like a married guy?
I don't know what his status is. He's got to be an older dude, too. He's got to be older than us. I would think Timothy Hutton is pushing 60 at the very least, but that's just a guess. Right?
I would never excuse...
He's 59.
All right.
Whatever this guy may or may not have done in his youth, I was just thinking, is he sitting there in a... recliner at the end of the day with his wife going, well, my youth is coming back to get me.
Right. Well, that was the first thing I thought of, because when suddenly somebody steps out and says, hey, this guy did this to me, all the other people go, hey, I thought I was the only one. So that could happen too. People, the Harvey Weinstein thing, what was there, like 100 ladies saying, yeah, that guy did that to me too.
It doesn't look like he's married. He had two wives. Oh. Two ex-wives now.
Well, he so had a show, too, yesterday. Yeah. So today he doesn't. Poof.
He's got lots of things in his past. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Sisters.
Oh.
After these.
Oh, I love sisters.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.